returning to the situation in the UK where Keir Starmer's hold on leadership as Prime Minister of the UK, he appears just to be hanging on. Some in favour of him continuing, others not so much.
And that list of those in favour has grown publicly since yesterday, Sally. I'll get to that in a moment. But we have been hearing about the trouble he's in. He's not out of the woods. He has survived that cabinet meeting held last night. He woke up, though, to some pretty brutal headlines in the papers. The Times saying the cabinet had turned on him. The Sun saying Starmer's on the brink. The Daily Star actually put a spin on one of the most popular TV shows in the UK, saying, "Dear PM, by order of the traitors, you have been murdered. You'll be removed from number 10. So a reference to, you know, the traitors TV show in the UK. Hours later, he held this weekly cabinet meeting. But given the focus on the leadership, it was chaos outside of number 10.
Should the Prime Minister resign?
Is it over for Keir Starmer? Has the Prime Minister lost the dressing room?
Should the Prime Minister resign, Minister?
Will you ask for Keir Starmer to step down, Mr. Miliband? Where, Streeting, do you want to be Prime Minister? Where, Streeting, are you measuring the curtains?
British media reports that he told his ministers he wasn't going anywhere, and he then moved the conversation in cabinet to Iran and the Strait of Hormuz. So it appears that he didn't open the floor to election and leadership discussions, Sally. He reportedly, though, did give ministers the opportunity to schedule private meetings with him.
Has anyone taken up the PM on that offer, Luke?
Well, the Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, is reportedly set to meet Keir Starmer before the King's speech on Wednesday morning local time, so that is later today, our time. I'll note, though, that when you did speak to Claire Ainslie earlier about who was challenging a former boss, she actually didn't give us any names, and perhaps that is because there are challenges on a couple fronts here. You'll notice there are MPs calling for a schedule for Starmer's departure. A protracted exit would allow for the Mayor of Manchester, Andy Burnham, time to enter Westminster as an MP and potentially challenge for the top job. And then there are MPs calling for a swift departure that would block Burnham's chances and open the doors to those already in Westminster, like Wes Streeting. So, as you mentioned, there are some, you know, 80-odd MPs calling for Keir Starmer to stand aside, but there is now a list of more than 100 saying now is not the time for a leadership contest. So, among those who want Starmer gone, there is still debate on how to replace him, when that would be, who could do it. But attention now turns to this meeting with Wes Streeting later today, Sally.
I think that bloke who was yelling out questions, he'd have a big future as a town crier back in the day, Luke. Plenty of volume there. Thank you very much. We'll keep an eye on what's happening in politics in the UK.